Block talk, we talking on the block.
But yeah, what fabbit, you fools will see back. But yeah, what fabbit, you fools will see back. Slow and steady wins the race. Slow and steady wins the race. Consistency and patience, taking your time, not rushing things, allowing it to happen when the universe wanted it to happen. You're going to win the race, man. We ain't got to rush nothing. We already going to die. You ain't got to rush. Youngins, y'all ain't got to rush to be old. The niggas that's grown ain't got to rush to be older. You know what I'm saying? Let's just live and get back to the essence of this shit. Let's pay attention to our children. Let's pay real attention to them. Just because they raised in your house or you around them every day don't mean that you raising them right or being a great parent. Or because they in your vision, your eyesight. Some of these kids is still raising their own self, like I'm telling you. I was just cutting hair. Kids was 14, 12, 13 years old, man. And they was just talking about, for instance, it was a teacher that invited me to cut the class. The reason he invited me to cut his class, he had to get special permission from the city and all this. And the reason that he did it is because he'd been there since the school year started. Basically, the first half of school is over, and them kids still ain't have haircuts. They ain't had haircuts since they started school. You know what I'm saying? So they still out there by themselves, even though they living in their mom crib. I had one young boy tell me, 12 years old, he spoke eloquent as hell, man. He spoke eloquent. Like, he sound like a history teacher the way he spoke. You know what I mean? He had a great vocab, but he cussed a lot. So he said, yeah, my mom say I talk weird. My mom say I talk weird because I'm black. I said, what? What that mean? How does black people talk? Like, he was like, I don't know, but I'm a foster kid. I said, oh, I see. I said, so what's your parents? Black, you got black. He said, no, my foster parents, white. They said I talk funny because I'm a black kid. Because he wasn't talking like, yo, what up, yo? You good, yo? What's the deal, yo? You chilling? All right, babe, I'm going to get on you. Because he don't talk like that. They said he talk funny for being a black child. He talk funny.
Because out in the public, he probably talk like that. But in public, he probably talk,
you know, talks normal. Like that, period. It's just that he cuss a lot because he ain't had no structure. You know what I mean? He got foster parents and he knows they not his real parents. He knows that. So he don't have that respect of like, these my parents towards them. He got them like, man, I'm just here for the time being type thing. And he don't even give a fuck, to be quite honest with you. Young boy is having the time of his life. Straight up. But I'm just saying, like, for him to speak so well and him to be, like, put down because of that, just because he a black child, that right there is still alive. It's still here. We got work to do. We don't have no time. No time. Quick story before I go, right? Earlier today, we was talking about WAC 100 and this Nipsey Hussle thing. You heard about it? Right. Now, people was coming in and they was like, yeah, I feel whack though when he say this, that, and the third and all this, man. The niggas wait till they die and then all of a sudden they this, that, and the third. And I told them, I said, listen, just to play devil's advocate, because I can't always be on y'all's side. You see what I'm saying? But look at what we got here. While you alive, your life is still being written. Your story is still being written. People not going to read your book while you're alive because you're still making history. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Once you die, people can sit down and read your book now. Now these documentaries come out, life stories, people coming up telling you about Nip. He's great, regardless of what you say. He's a legend, regardless of what you say. Because look at what he left. Look at the example he set. What you doing? You 50-something, still gangbanging, talking about on blood. He was a gangbanger, but his thing was business. Showing you how to do this, how to go about doing that. What are you showing us, Wack 100? How to be negative? Because you mad at the fact that people look at him as a legend now, and you as what? You ain't being talked about in legendary status. But now you got black people having negative thought patterns about a positive black man. Nip ain't do nothing wrong to nobody. What'd he do wrong? Nothing.
Nothing that we know of.
Nothing that's worthy of speaking of, because it would have been out already. If he was any kind of nut, dishonorable man, liar, bum nigga, it would have been out, because we know them type already in the industry. Nah, he set a legacy of positivity, and that's what we should all be focused on, not what he did wrong. He was a human being. Of course he wasn't all perfect. But for what we see, we should be patterning that. Who cares about what he did that we don't know about? Why is it brought up? Because you hate the fact that we constantly saying something positive about somebody. That's a person with hate in his chest. He can't get it out of his chest. Everything he talk about is negative. He don't talk about nothing positive. Until somebody come and tell you, Wack, you don't say nothing positive about nobody. No rappers, no nothing. You don't say nothing positive. And then he walk, what? I give out food to the homeless. I give out. Yeah, we gotta talk like this to you for you to prove that you give up. You do things for people outside of rap. But guess what? We don't gotta do that with Nip. We ain't gotta pressure him and make him prove his point. We don't have to, because his book was written out. Now we reading that beautiful story. How you bought that lot, how you stood down 10 toes, how you dealt with the cops and everything else. Like, that's empowering the child behind you, nigga. Wack ain't empowering no fucking body. Wack ain't empowering nobody. No soul. You tell me something Wack said that empowered you.
Dang.
Nothing. A negative person. And he want everybody to ride that negative wave by trying to make points.
What kind of dude? He got a big song out? What, he had a radio?
Fuck all that. Who cares about all that? That shit don't mean nothing. That shit don't mean nothing. What he did mean everything. The fact that you was getting kicked out of that, what is it, that mall little thing, that shopping mall, and then wind up buying it, that shit mean everything to a black child. Everything. Not listening to no number one song on the radio, nigga. We don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck. And why you going through all that? Victory lap still playing, nigga. Victory lap still playing, nigga. Fuck you talking about, Wack. Get your hating ass out of here. Coffee cake face ass nigga, man. Come up here talking that dumb ass shit. Oh, Nip ain't no legend. You ain't no fucking legend, nigga. Nip is a legend. That's why they talking like that. That's why him and Michael Jackson was the only one that had them tight funerals in the Staples Center and all that. Niggas coming from everywhere showing love. If he wasn't a legend, how that happened? If he wasn't a legend, how that happened? Niggas don't even call this blue no more. They call it Nipsey Blue, nigga. Crenshaw, niggas. You talking about? They still say the marathon continue, nigga. What's Wack slogan? Bullshit. Negative, man. We don't need that negative shit no more. We got enough of that. It's enough of that negative shit. Don't want to hear that shit, man. White people, when they empowering each other, they don't be talking that negative shit. They talk about kings. They kings. Elvis, all these motherfuckers. Elvis was knocking his own family off. You think they talk about that? You think that they talk about the fact that he liked young girls and girls that was like his daughters that he was having sex with and all that type of shit? You think these white motherfuckers bring that shit up? No, they don't bring that shit up. They talk about how great his music was. Elvis was the first to do this. They stole this from Elvis. That's how they carry they fucking heroes. But us, we got to go find the darkest thing about the people that's doing the brightest stuff. We got to find the darkest thing. All the shit Martin Luther King did for people. And then we got to hear in the movie, Martin Luther King was a hoe. Why? Why? Why we couldn't focus on the speeches and the shit that he was trying to deliver to the people? Why we got to have that narrative? They do that shit on purpose, man. Niggas don't want us to be great because they know what's up. They know what's up. Every time we got together, it was a problem. When the Black Panthers came together, it was a problem. They destroyed that shit. When the Nation came together, they was a problem. They destroyed that shit. Every time it's a movement, the NAACP, Martin Luther King, every time it's a black group, you can't name one black movement without the FBI infiltrating it. But I could name white movements. I could name a bunch of them white movements that never had no cops infiltrating it. You can't name one black movement that ain't had them niggas manipulating something in the game. They scared the death of us, man. They scared to death. We the strongest thing moving. If we just knew that, bonded together, excused all of the little dumb shit, and focused on the greatness of about ourselves, each other, and all that. We know we humans. We know we pop up short. Fuck that. What about the greatness? Let's pull the greatness out of each other and see where we go. Slow but steady wins the race.